Good morning. It's 8:44. Joe McNamara is the Republican nominee to succeed Greg Habib in the House of Delegates. He faces Democrat Carter Turner in next Tuesday's special election. Joins Evan Jones and me live in our studio this morning. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you, sir. How you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming by, Joe. Should you go to Richmond, Joe, you will represent many people who strongly believe state government has failed them by permitting construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Joe, as we get started, do you believe they're right?
The Mountain Valley Pipeline, I think, really has been a frustration on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors. We've expressed that from the very inception of that pipeline process. And unfortunately, the power of condemnation and eminent domain, while it's critical for building roads and pipelines and electrical utility lines and so forth, the way it has been applied in this situation has been totally unacceptable. And I think really when you look at how the FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, that approval process, it's truly being approved by people that are not elected. Mm-hmm. And electeds need to be making those decisions so they are accountable to the people and that the citizens' rights and property rights are protected. So certainly it's been a very, very big frustration, not only for the people that are in the pipeline path, but the potential impact or likely impact that we could have on our groundwater and surface water supplies impacted by the pipeline.
What could you help do in Richmond that hasn't been done?
Well, there's very little from a statewide perspective that can be done relative to the pipeline. There are some, the Department of Water Quality, Department of Environmental Quality and Water Control Boards have to do some approvals, do some inspections. But truly, if you are not satisfied with the process, which we are not, it really needs to be a matter where you're contacting your congressmen and senators on the federal level and tell them you would like to see a change in the regulatory process and the way the Federal Energy and Regulatory Commission approves these type of projects.
We are speaking with Joe McNamara, the Republican candidate for the 8th House of Delegates seat, the special election next Tuesday. Now, one of your radio commercials, you tout what you say is $32 million in tax cuts. That are things that you have provided as a supervisor. How did you arrive at that figure?
Yeah, so I think on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors, my personal preference or my personal philosophy is government shouldn't be all things to all people. And I think we need to limit the size and scope of government. We've certainly done that in Roanoke County. So when you look at when I first came on the board in Roanoke County, we've been successful since that time of actually reducing the real estate tax rate that people are paying on their houses from a rate of $1.13 per thousand down to $1.09 per thousand. We'd like to continue that process. We're committed to it. We've also lowered the machinery and tools tax that is impacting our businesses, and their costs impact all of us as consumers. So we've lowered the machinery and tools tax three different times. We also are in the process of a four-year plan to significantly increase the business professional occupational licensing payment threshold. So by the end of 4 years, I'm hoping in Roanoke County you can operate a business under $200,000 in gross revenues and not be paying a business professional occupational license tax. By having a low-tax environment, a low-tax climate, attracts businesses and helps businesses survive and thrive.
Now, you also say in another ad that you helped secure funding as a supervisor to widen I-81. Other than being a supervisor and voicing support for it, what did you do to help the Commonwealth Transportation Board make that decision?
Oh, I love talking about 81. I'm glad you brought that up. When you look at Interstate 81 and its importance and to the vitality of this region, in the Roanoke Valley in particular, has the highest amount of traffic, somewhere between 65 and 80,000 trips a day. So on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors, and before that for many, many years on the Planning and Transportation Organization of the Roanoke Valley Allegheny Regional Commission, we have been leaders in trying to accomplish various improvements to Interstate 81. So specifically, What you're referring to is the expansion to three lanes between exit 143 and 141.
That's 581 to Electric Road.
Exactly. And these are funded results. These are not promises or ideas. These are funded results. So that approval process begins with the Planning and Transportation Organization taking votes and getting concurrence of all the Valley governments. So we worked very collaboratively, myself taking a lead, working with the other governments in supporting those requests. Once those requests go to the Commonwealth Transportation Board for their smart scale scoring, then you have to go about lobbying your members on the Commonwealth Transportation Board, including public hearings, including trips to Richmond. It's something that I've enjoyed doing. That process was completed a tad over 2 years ago. That is a biannual process. This past process, we submitted a request, which we expect to be able to achieve, that will add an additional a third lane between exits 140 and 141. We feel very comfortable about that. We, again, worked with our Valley governments. We secured $6 million worth of funding to make that request stack and score better in the smart scale process. And we believe that'll happen. So, you know, various different types of projects that we've been very successful. That what I referred to between Electric Road and 581, that is over a $60 million project that, again, is funded. It's going through the environmental process right now. We expect construction to begin within the next 18 months. We're excited about that. The park and ride lot on exit 140, solving Interstate 81 is a multifaceted approach. We expanded the park and ride lot over near Hanging Rock Golf Course, which, again, all these type of little projects take traffic off the road, pushing as a Roanoke County Board of Supervisor member and a Roanoke County Board to keep our trash train operational and keep 80 trucks a day of trash off of Interstate 81. All these projects really put us in a good, strong position. The difference will be come next year, instead of lobbying our legislators, lobbying the Commonwealth Transportation Board, I'll be right in the middle of all those decision-making processes in Richmond.
And we are speaking with Joe McNamara, Roanoke County Supervisor, Republican candidate for House of Delegates in the 8th District, a special election. Would you support a regional gas tax to provide more funding for Ad 881? Much has been done in Hampton Roads and the Washington suburbs.
So the answer, we need to evaluate, keep all of our options open. My initial reaction would be no. I don't believe the gas tax, similar to a tobacco tax, is a long-term revenue source and a solid and stable revenue source. That is not the type of revenue to create tax policy. If I look at what was how the increase in the tax, the general sales tax in the Richmond or the Hampton Roads, Northern Virginia area, which increased 0.7% the tax rate. Essentially, that tax rate, the revenue generated, was leveraged with 40-year bonds to make projects. So now that tax rate is in place, but that money has already been spent for the next 40 years. That's not, in my mind, a reasonable, rational, long-range solution to financial planning and our transportation needs. First off, we need to continue to work together as local Valley leaders to establish, prioritize projects, make them happen. And I think my experience and the people that I know inside the state capitol as well as locally is going to make that process very smooth.
With Joe McNamara, who owns two ice cream businesses, one in Roanoke County, one in Salem, what legislation do you have in mind to file should you win Tuesday?
Well, I think the first thing I'm going to do, many know I do own ice cream parlors, but I am also a CPA, and I'm a sort of a budget geek, if you will. I'm going to really, truly understand where that budget is, where our monies are coming in, where they're going out. We have a situation this year in particular where there are two significant increased revenue sources that will be coming into the state coffers. There's going to be two entirely different approaches, depending on the political, your political philosophy on what is done with those resources. I want to make sure we prioritize what our most important services that we need to provide as a government, whether that be transportation, school funding, and education, or economic development, or returning it to the people. It truly is their money, and when they give us their taxes, if we don't invest them properly, we should be giving them back to them.
And we have to leave it there. Joe McNamara, Republican candidate for the House of Delegates, special election next Tuesday. It's 8:54.